alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and good evening to all our listeners. My name is Widah Peterson, and this week we continue with our brand new program, The Best Me, right here on the airwaves of The Voice of the Cape. Now, last week, we started off by focusing on how limiting our belief distracts us from achieving those goals that each and every one of us are so capable of achieving once we start to believe in ourselves. So if you find what I'm saying interesting, then come closer to your radio and be inspired and informed about how we can become confident individuals. Our guest in studio this evening is Samantha Fraser. She's a life coach, a soft skills facilitator, and an Enneagram practitioner, and the owner of Eden Learning Innovations, a learning and development practice. Good evening to you, Samantha, and
good
it's so
evening.
Good to have you back in studio.
I'm so happy to be back. I really am.
Now, Samantha, we started off something that, you know, just like we started last week, and everything just flowed. Mm. And we had the listeners' attention, and there were so many good things that came out of the program.
I'm so glad.
For those people who missed out on last week, could you just spend a few minutes just touching on what we dealt with in the program?
I think last week we covered limiting beliefs and how we allow our negative thoughts and behaviors to affect our abilities, really, going forward in life, and that positive self-talk that we've got to change for ourselves. And I'm quite excited to almost hear what the listeners had done this past week, because as we covered last week, there are just so many different types of limiting beliefs, and for everyone it's very different. And I think, you know, going forward, we need to almost focus on rather the positive rather than the negative, focusing on changing our mindset into a positive direction, what I can do rather than what I cannot do. And that is kind of what we covered last week.
Now, I know you've got something in the bag for us this week.
I do.
And our listeners, I'm sure, are very excited to hear what that's going to be.
Yes, so before I even get into tonight's topic, I wanted to just request the listeners, for those who did tune in last week, to almost understand or let us know what the limiting beliefs were that they had overcome this past week, and share your experience with us. You know, I'd love to celebrate you for that. And, you know, just coming back into this week, I think I was reminded, Widad, that, you know, 2 months ago, around about September, I facilitated an assertiveness and confidence workshop in East London, and it was an awesome group. And out of this group, I found that, you know, a lot of them had felt their confidence levels were lacking, and we had covered quite a bit of around the confidence. And there were two particular individuals in the room who were going for interviews actually over those 2 days, and I had some one-on-one sessions with them, and just kind of reinstalling and just rebuilding their confidence levels. And I then left the workshop. They went for their interviews. And I received an awesome email 2 days ago, where on Friday at least, and with one lady emailed me and said, thank you for this amazing session you've had with us, because we stepped out of our comfort zone and we applied for the roles and we actually got it.
Wow.
Both of us. And to me, it was a celebration, not about me at all. It was a celebration around her realizing that the confidence levels that she's had was always there. It wasn't that she never had it. It's always been there. I just helped to kind of dig a little bit deep and get that out of her. And I think, you know, that is one thing that I celebrated for her this week, is that even though she said she wasn't confident, she realized that indeed she is. So, Widad, my question to you is, do you regard yourself as a confident person?
Samantha, I think at times I can be confident, and then I think every person has those times where we struggle, you know, with our confidence.
True, and sometimes it's things that we may feel, maybe a limiting belief has affected us to not have that
Definitely.
Confidence. So I think we can agree that everybody has some form of level of confidence. It's not lacking in any particular person. But when we are lacking confidence, I think it almost stems down to not being assertive enough within yourself or with others, and let's not get the assertiveness wrong with aggression, right? But I think that we're not confident because we feel intimidated sometimes by others, or we feel fearful of consequences. You know, we're afraid to stand up for ourselves, so because we're afraid of what may come, what the backlash that may come our way. So we prefer to just kind of take a step back. So what are the type of circumstances we really need confidence? You know, situations that we need to improve our confidence levels. It's things like you're starting a new business venture, whether it's a auntie baking cakes, you know, her little muffins, or whether it's somebody who's just given up their job and started a full-on business. You need confidence for that, hey? Things like going for an interview, standing up for your rights, you know, or your opinion because you've been disrespected. The confidence to say no, you know, sharing creative ideas at the office, meeting people for the first time, you know, for someone who's an introvert, that is quite challenging, and they actually need confidence for that. Managing a team, for example, managing a household even, you know, I mean, I can go on and on and on about this, and there's just so many examples that we can relate to in our own life, you know, but I think that the one thing that we all have solid as a foundation in our life is we all have a level of confidence, and that is what I would like to share some insights on today.
Now, when you just started off, Samantha, one word that stood out for me was afraid.
Yes.
And that word keeps us back from so many things that we have in our mind. It's there somewhere.
Yes.
But we are so afraid to aim for those goals.
Precisely. And I know so our decisions are really based on two emotions, and that is love and fear. You know, so depending on how we feel at that moment, if we love something, we behave in a certain way. But when we fear, sometimes our behavior is kind of unpredictable. And when we have that fear, we almost don't have enough focus or direction. And our confidence levels at that point is the furthest part in our mind. You know, and it's at that point when you have that fear that you need to almost dig deep and say, hang on, why am I fearing this? I'm a human being. I make mistakes. Everyone does. I'm not perfect, but I'm going to try. And each time you take a step forward, your confidence starts building and building and building.
Now, I'm sure you're going to teach us, you know, what the first steps are of how to become confident. You know, I think even if it's just a small difference that we make this evening, you know, by listening to the program, because I know that there's always areas in our own lives that we can improve on.
Absolutely.
But we would want the listeners to please interact with us. Let us know if you are enjoying the show. Let us know if you are struggling with confidence. If you have a question for Samantha relating to confidence this evening, SMS is on the line on the number 47913 and the WhatsApp line on 072-238-0712. But for now, we're going to be taking a short ad break. When we come back, we'll continue with Samantha Fraser, a life coach. And of course, she'll be sharing all those tools with the listeners and with myself. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
The Voice of the Cape.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to the program The Best Me with my guest in studio, Samantha Fraser. And this evening we are speaking about confidence, and so often we find that many of us lack this quality, confidence.
Yes.
So sounds like such a big word, eh?
It does sound like a big word, but you know, it's almost asking ourselves, you know, what does confidence really mean to us? You know, and confidence means different for different people. You know, some people may feel confident to walk outside with no makeup on, you know, and other people.
That's a big step. At least I think so.
And so they ideally, you know, I'm sure there are some people saying, no, I go all natural because they're confident to do that. You know, and other people may feel, for example, and I'm not discriminating against those who doll themselves up really pretty, you know, because that's what makes them feel good. Mm-hmm. But, you know, often you find that people who look the part would say, I'm really confident. And if you ask the question, okay, so remove the makeup, remove all the fancy jewelry, are you still confident?
Yeah.
And people would say, oh, no, not really. So confidence is really aimed at the particular situation or the circumstance, you know, where you are at the moment. And again, you know, it's not about us lacking the confidence, but it's just kind of rebuilding that level of confidence. Our level of confidence is there. We've just got to go and dig deep and go and find it. There's a beautiful quote that says, self-confidence is the most attractive quality a person can have. How can anyone see how great you are if you can't see it yourself? And that is what I'd like our listeners to reflect on today. And I'm all about reflection. Every circumstance in my life, I reflect about what's the learning in this for me. So if you have difficulty in building your confidence or being confident when you really need to be, let's look at what it is that we can firstly start asking ourselves. You know, it's almost, so are you one of those people where often in a group people would ask, so where's Widad? Widad is sitting right in front of them, but Widad is kind of missing in action, you know, because you're almost unnoticeable to the world. And some people feel like that. No one notices me. Mm-hmm. No one knows that I'm here. You know, no one really appreciates my feedback or my comment. My question to you is, do you make yourself stand out by participating in discussions, or do you always just sit around a circle, group of friends, and don't interact? You know, and when you do interact, you bring across your ideas really confidently. Confidently meaning you believe in what you are bringing across, or do we just mention it and when someone judges us on it or they challenge us on it, we just kind of give in? You know, we've got to reflect on this. Ask ourselves, you know, if you're lacking the confidence, when was the time in your life you were confident? Let's look at that for a moment. You know, what did you feel at that moment? You know, try and picture those or feel those feelings and those emotions and embrace them, because let that be a reminder for you of how good you feel when you are confident. And surely that is a feeling we'd like to feel throughout the day. You know, we don't want to feel like we're worthless, that we can do something. Also, do you constantly compare yourself to others? You know, and my question is always, does comparing yourself bring any value into your life, really?
Yes.
Because ultimately, what do? When we compare, we compare upwards. We don't compare downwards. And what I mean by that is, we always compare ourselves against someone who has way more than what we have, rather than comparing ourselves to someone who has way less than what we have. And maybe when we compare downwards, we will start to feel, wow, I've achieved things in life that my brother or my sister or my aunt actually never got. They never had the opportunity to. And it starts building your confidence.
So does that mean, you know, finding out what you're good at and not, you know, wanting to be what my brother is and what my sister is?
Yes.
And accepting and appreciating and loving and loving for, you know, what that gift is.
Because
what are you good in?
Why would you want to live someone else's story? Why would you? At the same time, when we compare upwards, we don't realize the struggle perhaps that the people have gone through to achieve what they've got in life today. We only see the materialistic things and we think, gosh, they're quite confident. You know, they've got the money, they've got the cars, but we don't know how people achieve that. And it doesn't mean that if you have wealth that you've made it. You know, again, what are you comparing? Are you comparing health, wealth, material things, spirituality? What are you comparing yourself against? You know, live your life and focus, introspect, focus on what it is that you, that is of value to you, and start building confidence on that. You know, there's also do we sometimes undermine our own self-worth, you know, to a point where we actually don't like ourselves and we don't like our life? And again, coming back to the limiting beliefs and the self-doubt, you know, are you ever at a point where you're always breaking yourself down rather than trying to build yourself up and learning through the events that perhaps didn't happen for you very well? You know, it wasn't meant for you to be on your journey at that point. You know, we need to reflect on that and ask, what are my limiting beliefs? What are my self-doubts? Are those the things breaking my confidence levels down? And if you find that those negative thoughts and emotions are taking over your life, ask yourself, is there any truth in it? And you'll often find that there isn't any truth in it, that you're actually lying to yourself. You're telling yourself a story which you now eventually believe, which is not true, and you start living out a life that may not have been meant for you because you weren't confident enough to just do some introspection.
So Samantha, if I could just share this with you, there's an SMS that has come through. It says, thank you so, so much for the wonderful program. Financial stress let me lose my confidence. Please advise. And that's a question from a listener, and also saying that she's enjoying the program.
Oh, fantastic. You know, when we're talking about financial, you know, finances kind of breaking our confidence, I think, you know, that it often happens to a lot of people in our country. You know, things happen in your life and financially you're not where you used to be last year, 10 years ago. But I think, you know, again, the finances should not define who you are ultimately. You know, your financial status shouldn't define the person that you are. It doesn't mean that if you only have 8 rand in the bank account that you can't still make a difference in someone else's life.
Wow.
You know, a smile still works. You know, a pat on the back, a well done still helps them. And I think that is what is going to build your confidence.
One last question on the side, or comment rather. It says, I firmly believe self-worth comes from within. I don't allow my environment to affect my worth, and I choose to be in control of me. Awesome program, Widad. You and your guests are totally awesome. Loving
the
show.
Oh, I love that she acknowledges that self-worth, you know, and I want to celebrate her for that, because not many people are actually able to realize that for themselves, that your environment is not going to define who you are, you know, what you have and what you don't have. How people behave towards you doesn't really matter. You know, it's who you are, and as long as you have a value system and you believe in yourself and you're confident enough, then I'm certain, you know, life will just kind of become a little bit easier for you. But I think for people who are not yet at that level of almost acknowledging, I am the man, I am the woman, you know, this is who God has created me to be. I have a plan and a purpose, and I'm going to expedite that into my life, and I'm going to do it confidently. You know, I think if we're talking about coming back to building confidence and introspection, also ask yourself, you know, do you have people in your life who constantly boost your confidence, or perhaps people in your life who constantly break down your confidence? And my advice to you is more stick towards the people who boost your confidence, because those are the people who really care and acknowledge you for who you are. And yes, I'm not saying, you know, divorce your husband and you know, don't speak to your mom and your dad, you know, because remember, people reflect their own fears on you. And sometimes if you're not strong enough at that point in your life to accept that negative criticism or the negative emotions or vibes towards you, then shift towards those who do provide you with positive confidence. And I think that would also start building, so eventually when you come across those same family members or friends, you just kind of wash it off, you know, like water off a duck's back. It actually doesn't matter to you anymore.
Just before you continue, we've got one more quote. It seems that the listeners are interacting with us.
Oh, fantastic.
Evening,
I love it. I love it.
There's a quote that says, be who you are and not who the world wants you to be.
Precisely. And that is so important, because, and the only time that you will know who you are is if you do that introspection, is ask yourself, what do I value in life? What is important to me? What hurts me? What doesn't hurt me? And start working through all of that. And that starts building your confidence, because listen, not everyone is the same. We don't all have the same value systems, the same principles, but it doesn't mean the one is worse than the other. But you need to know who you are in order to deal with your life, your circumstances, and be confident about it. You know, not comparing yourself to others. I think also, you know, in terms of building confidence and then introspection, also ask yourself, so there's been a number of things that you were not good at. Okay, so what? You know, I'm not good at a lot of things either. Ask yourself then, rather than, I'm not good at drawing or sketching, what are you good at?
Mm-hmm.
Focus on what you can do. Focus on the skill that you do have. And you'll start to find that you start feeling fulfilled, because you are doing more of what makes you happy, rather than doing more of what other people dictate to you should make you happy. So if you are not good at whatever task it is, whether it be administration, whether it be baking even, you know, sometimes you take things so personally because we didn't accomplish something. But what are you good at? And, it, you know, do more of that, and you'll see how your confidence starts to build. So, you know, I've mentioned quite a bit, and some listeners may say, you know, well, I just don't have it in me to be confident. I'm not strong enough to be confident. I'd like to say to them one thing, if this is the only thing they remember of tonight's show. I'd like to say to you, you know, I want to remind you that you never know how strong you are until being strong is your only choice. And that is the one thing you need to remind yourself. I'm going to say it again. You never know how strong you are until being strong is your only choice. So guess what? Being confident indeed is possible.
I love those words. It's, you know, instantly you believing what you're saying. I think the listeners,
completely.
You know, you're giving us a little bit of hope and faith that, you know, perhaps if I wasn't confident throughout my life, and sometimes circumstances, as you've put it in a nutshell for us, you know, push
very
us to become confident because automatically you, the only person who can stand up to that particular person, and you're not realizing that I've broken the ice.
Precisely. And the thing is, if you don't try, you'll never know. You know, if you don't attempt something, you'll never know that you've achieved something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I worked in the corporate industry for a long, long time, over 17 years, actually more than 17, my last company was 17 years, but I had taken that decision to step out because I wasn't feeling fulfilled in what I was doing. But I needed to be really confident about my decision, confident about my journey, my planning, and it was an entire year of planning. It wasn't just a off-the-whim, off-the-cuff type of decision. But again, I may not have been confident enough to do that a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So you need to decide what is important to you in life and start focusing on that and start implementing those processes.
Another message here says, how do I go about it when my husband breaks down my confidence most of the time?
Remember what I said earlier. He's reflecting his fears on you. He's projecting what he isn't able to do onto your life. And the decision ultimately is on you. Are you going to believe what he's saying to you? Are you going to accept what he's saying to you? Because if it's not a truth, why believe it? Show him otherwise and show him love. Remember, love is the only thing that can overpower fear. And at that point, when he projects it onto your life, it's because he's fearful of something or someone, some circumstance. So show him that love back and show him, you know, have a conversation with him and say to him, you know, what you said to me really hurt me. Although it's okay because that's how your opinion of me or how you feel about it, but I don't believe it. Actually say it. I don't believe in what you said because it's not true. Mm-hmm. That is not me. Stand up for yourself. The more that you back down, the more this person or individual will continue projecting that negativity over your life, and it's really not worth your life at all.
Another message here says, whenever you see a person who has more wealth than you or is better than you in face or in figure, you should look at someone else who is inferior to you in those respects.
Exactly. And you know, it's what I was talking about, comparing downwards. You know, why do I want to compare upwards? You know, you will get there. You know, somebody, you know, often somebody who's got a vehicle wishes they had a Ferrari. Somebody's got a bicycle wishes they had a car.
Yeah.
You know, and we think about the person who's got a bicycle. I've got a car. Think about the person driving to, cycling to work every day. Sun, rain, shine, terrible weather conditions, but that's all that they've got. And they take that mode of transport and they get to work and they get back home. But I'm complaining about my little Toyota or my Golf or my BMW for that matter, because someone, my friend has got a Ferrari, my friend has got an Audi or whatever the case may be. Why do we continue doing that to ourselves?
I've also got a question for you. This is not on the SMS line, but just speaking about allowing those people, you know, to have that negative effect on your life. So that also would mean that, you know, if you're coming from a background where there was no confidence, you know, an upbringing where you weren't taught about confidence or to appreciate what you're good at, to enhance and nourish and grow that confidence level, you know. So this is also for that person listening.
It is, and I think the first part is to almost be aware, that awareness, that is the type of life that you had growing up, is to acknowledge it. You know what? It is what it is. It's happened. And I'm not going to allow that circumstance, because some of us are kind of, you know, 40s, 50s, and we constantly think back to our childhood. I was raised poor. I was raised this way. I was raised, you know, not having, my parents never congratulated me when I did, you know, when I did well in school, etc., etc. And years later, into our 40s and 50s, we still allow those type of comments to break our confidence.
And our families.
And our families, you know. And the question is, firstly, why are we allowing it? what is it giving you? It's giving you unhappiness. It's giving you depression, probably. You know, heart issues, diabetes. You know, stress gives you a whole lot of medical conditions, and it's been researched. It's been proven. Why do I want to almost kill my physical body because of things that happened many years ago? You know, I need to almost focus on acknowledgement is the first and foremost. Yes, it's happened. This is what has happened. Name it. And how am I now going to move forward and change that towards my kids, my wife, my husband, going forward to my grandkids, you know? Change that cycle. Change that vicious cycle that's going on in your life. Because if you look back, you may find that your mom had the similar relationship with her mom and dad, probably. And that was her life. That is what she knew at that point in her life. Mm-hmm. So now change that cycle. Shift it.
So another thing that just pops to mind is just realizing that I am important to me.
Yes. You know. You should be the most important person to yourself. Because if you can't look after yourself, you can't look after anyone else. You know, if you're not healthy and fit and all of that, then how are you able to lead your kids? You know, how are you able to guide them as the parent, to guide society? You know, you need to focus on yourself, and introspection is so important. You know, we go through life and we feel as if life has just got us down. But what is the learning in every single one? And when you find that you're dealing with every circumstance, don't you find that you have confidence to deal with a bigger, dare I say, problem facing you head on? Because you've dealt with it in the past. And if you look back, you think to yourself, sure, when I hit that problem, I really thought I wasn't going to make it. Mm-hmm. But when I compare it to my problem right now, that problem is so tiny.
I think everyone can relate to that. At that moment, it
so
seems
tiny.
Like your world is falling apart.
Completely.
And
but guess what?
Yeah.
We make it. And how do we make it? Confidently. We don't realize it, but we confidently deal with life. And that is the awesome part, as I think us as human beings have for ourselves. We have confidence. We've just got to go dig and go and find it and just bring it to the fore.
Now, I've got a question just before we go for an ad break. It says, Assalamu alaikum. I worked for 20 odd years. I was retrenched. I am now a housewife, and now I'm feeling so worthless. But just before we get to that answer there, Samantha, we're going to be breaking for some ads. When we come back, we'll answer that question
awesome.
For the listener.
The Voice of the Cape.
Welcome back to the program, and I hope that you are enjoying the program thus far. I know that time is really flying by, and you've got so much information to share, but I really hope that you are benefiting from the program this evening. Now, just before the ad break, we spoke about an SMS that came through. It says, I've been working for 20 odd years and was retrenched. I'm a housewife now, and I feel so worthless.
You know, a lot of people can relate to being retrenched and starting to feel like, you know, life just doesn't matter because the employer didn't appreciate them enough to keep them. I think that, you know, in everyone's life you have a journey, and on your journey certain things come to an end. I think the first and foremost is that she needs to celebrate herself for being employed for such a long time.
Wow.
You know, and for the impact that she has made, mm-hmm. although she might not feel that, but she has made an impact on people's lives, on the business lives. I think that she needs to first and foremost celebrate herself for that. And secondly, I think, you know, almost take this little period as a breather, you know, almost trying to find yourself again. What is it that matters to you in life? You know, again, you know, our journey, certain things end for a reason, and then and her journey or her destination is now slightly shifted. What matters to her? What is it that she always wanted to do in her life? You know, almost explore that and start re-energizing yourself that you are capable and confident. You are not worthless. You have been placed in that position for a reason, to make an impact in someone else's life in a different way. And I think what she needs to almost do for herself is make a long list of things that she's always wanted to do over the years. We, you know, when you sit in the office, oh, I wish I could be at the beach today. Why do I have to be behind this computer sitting, you know, doing this work? And you now have the opportunity to do things for yourself. Decide to plan how you're going to bring in extra money. You know, use your talents, your gifts. You have so many of them. Just go and dig deep and get them out and start implementing, and feel really confident about that. And in the process, while she's doing that, and for the rest of the listeners. I think I also want to talk about just some quick ways of how to build that confidence. So we've done some introspection over the last while, and some ways on how to build it. And this is quite ironic, actually. You know, the very first one I would say is to actually get things done. So now we'll say, but what's that got to do with confidence? So often, you know, if you think about it, your confidence levels is achieved really by when you meet a deadline or a goal. When you've done something, your confidence levels almost boost, right? So the confidence is almost built on accomplishment, right? And the more that you do, the more that you complete, the more confidence you have, and the more confidence is built to achieve bigger and more challenging goals. And that is where I was saying earlier, where you look back and you think, oh my gosh, I didn't think I could achieve that. But this problem in front of me is now far greater than that one. And it's because you keep on doing. Don't give up. Don't sit back and say, you know what, I'm just going to let the universe deal with this. I can't deal with this. Deal with it. Focus on it. Move on. And you start building your confidence. Live by a value system. Now, most people live by a value system. Don't compromise your value system to only please or accommodate others. You know, remember that your actions and your decisions define your character. So ask yourself, what the best version of yourself that you aspire to be would do, and then do it. So what is your best version of you? What would you like? What do you see that best version doing in life? And then do it, because that is you ultimately. The third one is stand up for yourself. And a lot of people don't often do this. Now, I'm not saying stand up in being aggressive and disrespectful. Do it very respectfully. You know, often an idea or a goal that is shared, you know, with family, especially family, is seen as very stupid, you know, and it can be very tempting, you know, to believe, like our listener, you know, to believe the doubters. You believe when people say bad things to you, you know, but you've got to tell them that they're wrong. Verbalize it. Tell them. And tell them that you have the ability, that you've believe in yourself, and you've got the skill, and you will accomplish it. You've got to affirm yourself. Stand up for yourself. Don't always believe what people are telling you. Remember, again, it is their fear that is being projected on you, their fear of not being able to achieve and not being able to accomplish, that they automatically feel that you can't either. And sometimes they may be just a little bit jealous of the fact that you're able to, you know, they would love what you've got. They're comparing again, but it makes them unhappy, you know, and they reflect that unhappiness back onto you. I think also to be fearless, you know. Failing isn't your enemy. You know, you learn through failing. I mean, how else are we going to grow and develop in life? We don't know everything. So how are we going to learn? We've got to make a mistake. You've got to fail, right? So it's not failing that's your enemy. It's the fear of failure that cripples us. We're afraid to fail. So we think about, you know, how much we want to achieve the goal. Think about how badly you want to achieve that goal. How badly do you want it? Are you going to work really hard at it? Are you going to push really hard? Right? So let's not forget that every single person, every single successful person in this world has been afraid at some point in their life.
Yes, definitely.
But they pushed through, right? Because they kept trying and they accomplished it. And what was more important for them was the importance and the urgency of reaching that goal than the failure, the fear of failure. That is what was important. And that is what we almost need to refocus. What is more important to us? Set that fear of failure aside and just aim for your goal. Simple as that.
In the beginning, Samantha, you mentioned, you know, if you do have nothing to give, and you're constantly looking at what others has and thinking that, you know, I'm not there, I don't have this. Mm. And you mentioned the bicycle story. Mm. But I think this evening you've given each and every one of our listeners, you know, some tools to use, because with learning all of these, opening your mind to accept, you know, that I am special, that I'm confident, and even though I've got nothing to give, I can give confidence to someone else.
Completely,
you know.
In a very different way. Very different way. I think just to quickly end off, I just wanted to also just share, you know, the last one is just don't care what others think. Ultimately, to build your confidence, just don't care what others think. You know, people are always, friends and family are always going to be negative. Let's accept that. It's how you deal with it. People change the world every single day through negativity. People impact people's lives through negativity. Why would you care if anyone else thinks that you aren't able to do it? Do you believe that you can do it? Then absolutely do it. You know, I think the one quote that I really love around confidence is, it says self-confidence is a superpower. Once you start believing in yourself, magic starts to happen. And that is ultimately what I'd like our listeners to start focusing on. Almost like wave at wand and just get that magic out of you.
That in itself is a magical moment, realizing that I'm worth it, that I'm actually, you know, I'm special to me. I'm worthy, yes, of so much more that I'm allowing myself to have and into my space as well.
So worth it.
But we've got a message just before we go for an ad break. It says, oh, what a beautiful and great beneficial program. Thank you. You are pressing all the negative buttons on me. But thank you. I'm going to start that musical exercise class to start living again.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Widad. Thanks to the coach as well. Really very inspiring in these negative times. Thanks and God bless and take care.
Oh, beautiful.
That's one of our listeners.
Oh, that is so inspiring to me, you know, that someone is able to take. And that's the important thing about life's lessons, is to learn them and to implement them and move on. And you become so much stronger in the end. It's
so inspiring.
Amazing.
I think that it's such an honor having you on the program. See the difference you're making to our listeners. I think that everyone sending through messages got a smiling face, so that's a good
beautiful
sign.
Beautiful.
But Samantha, it's time now for a short ad break. When we come back, we'll have to conclude, whereas we do just have a few minutes left of the program. So
awesome.
We'll be back right after this ad break.
The Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape.
Welcome back to the program, The Best Me, and we are in the concluding section of this program this evening. But just before we cross back to Sam and have a conclude, we have an SMS here that says, Assalamu alaikum, a great show, Sam. And there's a lot of hands of applause here in the message as well. And that message comes from Naima with a smiling face.
Oh, sweet Naima, thank you, my sweetheart.
Okay, so just in conclusion, we've only got a few minutes left,
yes,
Samantha. What is there that we need to know before you conclude on this topic this evening?
I think to just kind of end it off is, so we've covered stuff of the heart, really, the introspection and things that we need to kind of refocus on and start implementing. But some very quick basic tips, very quick, dress sharp. Okay, don't go buy Gucci, don't go buy all the expensive, but dress sharp. If you feel good, you look good, you feel good, you speak good, right? Change that around. You'll start to feel so much more confident. Walk faster. Did you realize that people who are not that confident tend to walk slower than others? Start changing your brisk. Start walking faster. Start taking that tail from between your legs. Lift your head up high, the shoulders back, hey? Chest out, bum out, as they say, right? And you start walking, hey?
I thought I was walking slow because of my waist. So that's something I'm going to work towards.
Walk a little bit faster. Have good posture. Listen to motivational talks, you know, or talks on confidence. Read motivational books. Improve your physical fitness. These are basic things that you'd be surprised. It actually changes your confidence level. Mm-hmm. Help others. When you help others, you feel more fulfilled and you feel so much better about yourself and you start boosting that confidence level. The very, very last one and the most, most important one is love yourself. Love yourself. We tend to be so hard on ourselves. We tend to feel like we are worthless. But if you're going to feel worthless, guess what? The world is going to think that you're worthless. Love yourself. And I promise you, your confidence levels will start boosting.
I think that's going to be our homework, both the listeners and myself, you know, to work towards loving ourselves. If you're
completely
not in that space right now, you know, just try and do some of the small things that you spoke about in the program this evening. You know, try and implement those changes. Walk a little faster, dress sharper, you know, and learn to love yourself.
Start a journal from tonight. Start a journal. Continue. What is not working for you in terms of your lower confidence level? What would you like to improve? What do you want to continue? What are you good at? What is working for you? What is bringing that spark into your eye, that butterflies in your stomach, that passion that's driving you? Start doing a lot of that much more. Putting more action to your words rather than saying, I should actually be doing A. but I'm doing B. So go do A. And journal. Write them down and reflect on them a year later. I promise you'd be so surprised.
Samantha, I'd just like you to share some of your details with our listeners, those of our listeners who do want to make contact with you.
Yes.
If you could just share some of those details with the listeners.
So my email address is sam@edenlearning.co.za. My website is edenlearning.co.za. My cell phone number is 082-441-5416. That's 082-441-5416. And then I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, also Eden Learning.
Thank you so much, Samantha. I think that we've gained so much with this program this evening.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
And to the listeners who have interacted, who's been part of the program, we say a big shukran to you for interacting with us. We'll be back next week and Monday again between 6 and 7 with Life Coach, that is Samantha Fraser, and she will be dealing with another topic. I'm sure you're going to be very interested and enjoy that program as well. For the next few Mondays, we'll be running this program called The Best Me, myself, Widar Peterson, as well as Samantha Fraser. But from myself, Widar Peterson, big shukran to Faldi Fandalili for pushing all the right buttons, and to you, Samantha. We look forward to seeing you next week. Good evening to
I'm
you
excited.
And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.